your story has been told in a number of lights. You were featured in a documentary called Hot Coffee and also been told by a famous legal author, John Grisham. How did all that happen to come to pass?
Well, a lot of folks don't realize that before John Grisham was a writer, I guess they figure out that he was a lawyer since he writes these great legal novels. But even before that, John served in the Mississippi House of Representatives. He was a legislator, and I served in the House of Representatives. John and I became good friends. When I went through my election for the Supreme Court and we had lots of outside money coming in for the first time into Mississippi and trying to influence the elections, John actually watched that election and got the idea for his book, The Appeal. He called me and asked if I would help give him some information about what the inside of a campaign felt like under those circumstances. And so he wrote about my situation and my experience in his book, The Appeal. After that, a girl named Susan Saladoff, who was doing a documentary called Hot Coffee, contacted me. She wanted to tell my story in Hot Coffee and did a documentary. It tells a lot about what's going on in the justice system. It's currently on Netflix. It was bought by HBO. It's been running across the country. And so as a result, lots of groups have invited me to come in and sort of speak and tell them about my experience with judicial elections and how it may affect their states.
All things being equal, I would imagine you would have been just as happy not being the subject of a John Grisham book or a documentary.
Yeah, it wasn't by choice. But, I like to tell John, I said, as a political person, we don't make a whole lot of money. I have not made enough money in my political career to retire or anything like that. I always tell John, I say, I'm glad somebody made money off of my political career. It wasn't me. It was him. But I'm happy for him.
And at least you were not the villain of a John Grisham novel.
Exactly.